thousands of musicians from across the country are waiting to see whether they'll get to perform on one of the biggest stages in music media today. That's because NPR is currently judging entries for the annual Tiny Desk Contest, which provides an unsigned artist with the opportunity to record one of the namesake shows and get all the exposure that comes with it. Nearly 40 artists from Vermont submitted their entries this year, and we've chosen a few to share with you in the lead-up to NPR announcing their winner.
In this episode, we'll hear from two bands, Fawn and the Worm Dogs. Fawn's up first.
Hi, I'm Pearl. I am the lead singer and primary songwriter of Fawn. I work full-time as a veterinary receptionist, but I live in Burlington with my friends.
Hi, I'm Maddie. I'm from Swampscott, Massachusetts, and I play guitar for Fawn. I just graduated in December from UVM, and I've just been playing a lot of music in Burlington with a couple different bands.
Hey, my name's Matt. I play the drums and sing a little and produce for Fawn. When I'm not doing that, I really enjoy going on long walks. It's a big thing for me.
Hi, my name is Brady. I'm kind of from all over, but based out of Burlington, and I play the bass. Aside from music and working, I definitely like to spend my time outdoors as much as I can.
Tyler Lamb, Ty, is our keyboardist.
With a bleeding heart and a feral mind, got my hackles raised and a predator.
I wrote the song Dog Bone, which is the song that we selected to submit. Arrangement-wise, it, I think, was the best example of our skill set. It showed kind of our lyrical songwriting abilities as well as our technical skills well, and I wanted to put our best foot forward for the competition. We met at UVM. We were all students in the Music Technology and Business Department, and it started with me and Brady and then kind of fell into place from there with our other friends. It's a dark metaphor of being a literal, like, rabid hound who's following its most base instincts and digging up the corpse of its ex-lover.
Remember when I thought my instinct for caring was like a disease?
One of Fawn's biggest strengths, at least to me, is our chemistry on stage when we perform. Basically, from the outset, before we'd even had a month of rehearsals together, any time that we spent on stage, we knew that it was a very special group. I feel like that translates every time that we do rehearsals in Matt's room. We're able to bring that chemistry on stage to the NPR Tiny Desk audience. It was a really fun project.
The video's in my room, and I have a Blackmagic Pocket Cinema Camera 4K. And like the cheapest possible lens I could buy for it, so it doesn't have any zoom. So in order to get that like frame where we could fit everybody, we just had to tuck it into like the farthest possible corner of the room and then focus it.
We were looking at each other, Brady, and we were trying to like bounce up and down to like, you know, kind of jam to the music. And then I realized, like, you know, if I move anymore, I'm gonna hit Matt's drum and Brady's gonna run into the wall.
Members of the band Fawn talking about their Tiny Desk Contest submission and their song, Dog Bone. Up next, the Worm Dogs.
My name is Nick Ledeck. I live in the north end of Burlington. And when I'm not playing music, I got a job. I build websites for a digital marketing company. I technically have my own woodworking business, and I like to kind of keep a woodworking project going at all times, making like kitchen tables and stuff like that.
My name's Rick, and I live in Burlington, and I'm like an IT guy kind of during the day. I don't know, I'm into like working on guitars and stuff too.
Hey everybody, I'm Danica Cunningham and I live in Shelburne, Vermont. And when I'm not doing music, I'm still doing music because I am a music therapist at UVM, pediatric floor on the hospital and private practice.
I'm Braden LaLancet, also from Williston. With when not playing music, I am farming on the Intervale in Burlington.
I'm Will Pearl. I'm from Brandon, Vermont, shout out. And I live in Winooski, Vermont. And yeah, when I'm not playing and singing with the Worm Dogs, I'm farming also down at the Intervale at Intervale Community Farm.
We played a song called Bobo's Dream for the Tiny Desk entry, which is kind of like, well, it's an instrumental song. It's kind of an outlier in our set. Most of the other songs that we play comparatively are more influenced by like folk and like blues and country music and stuff like that. I was thinking like if someone like never heard any of our songs before and then they heard that song, they would be like, oh, this is like some like acoustic like prog rock band from Vermont or something. Like a lot of songs are kind of different than that. They're kind of like all over the place because we just do whatever we want, you know?
If you can get into what we're giving you with Bobo's Dream, you sure as heck are going to have fun with the rest of our set.
Yeah. I feel like just like originality, if anything.
It just so happens we spent the last month playing every night leading up to it. We felt pretty oiled up and so happy to be back in Vermont at my house, just putting all that synergy together. Nick said it took 1,000 takes, but it really only took like 5 or 4.
Do you know that bumper sticker that says "Keep Vermont Weird"? They're probably gonna think, yeah, they did that.
Members of the Worm Dogs talking about their Tiny Desk contest submission. We also heard from Fawn. Find these and more Vermont entries to NPR's Tiny Desk contest at vermontpublic.org.